that's the life. That's the life.
Okay, let's do it again. You guys can even be quieter.
We're at a rehearsal. The Dakota Combo is a high school jazz group based at McPhail Center for Music in Minneapolis. Led by Adam Linz, the group is preparing for a show at Studio Z in St. Paul. It's this Friday night, and the New Skein Ensemble rounds out the evening by presenting a program of music, poetry, and visual images. Done talking about the piece, the Dakota Combo is ready to play it, an original by its guitarist, Adam Aistrop. Stop and Think, that's the Dakota Combo playing a tune written by its guitarist, Adam Aistrop. Adam, how is this group different from other student groups you know of?
I think the main reason it's different is just the caliber of playing in this group is crazy. Everyone is great, and Linz really pushes us, and he brings in tunes, you know, he brings in Mingus, he brings in Ornette, you know, and most students' groups aren't playing that. It's really challenging music, and Linz really pushes us, and we're not just playing standards.
Where does the idea for your tune, Stop and Think, come from?
I was working one day, and I did something really stupid, and I was like, oh, I really should have thought about that. So it just kind of like, for me, it just, the title kind of came to me from that.
But what about the exact music sound? Where's that come from?
Yeah, it was a tune, I can't remember the exact name of the tune, but it was a tune off of Joshua Redman's album, Wish, with Pat Metheny, and it had, one of the head just had these really, really precise hits, and the rhythm section was just really tight, and I wanted to model that, and then once I got that, the intro has the rhythm section hits, and then I went into just a standard AABA jazz form, and then that kind of all unfolded.
Adam Linz, a former McPhail student himself, is a leader of the group. Adam, what's the focus of this group?
The focus of this group is to try to learn how to be a band within the context of playing jazz. And we tackle a lot of different things, bebop, post-bop, free-bop. I think learning how to play with people in an ensemble, especially when you're playing jazz, there's so many unknowns that can happen because they're improvising, they're composing in real time, as the great drummer Phil Hay would say. I just think that people don't even think about the fact that you have to work on being a band. It doesn't just happen, no matter what genre of music you're playing. And especially in jazz, you have to really learn how to trust one another. And so the time we spend together, we talk about that. How do I trust you? You know, it's like driving. You trust the people around you to do the right thing, and sometimes things don't go that way, and there's a crash. It's the same thing when we're playing jazz. So how do we deal with that? You know, how do we make the audience go, oh, is there something weird going on? And then we're up there going, no, there's nothing weird. We're in control. So it starts there, and then it goes down about 100 different paths. But yeah, we're really just trying to be a band, and I'm trying to give them a little heads up on what they're going to get if they want to be a professional musician or if they want to go to college for music, what they're going to have to kind of rise to these levels of responsibility, if you will.
Adam Linz, faculty head of the McPhail Center for Music student group, the Dakota Combo. The Dakota Combo is a program of McPhail in partnership with the Dakota Foundation for Jazz Education, and the 7 p.m. April 8th performance at Studio Z is a Jazz Inc. Youth Showcase. The Dakota Combo splits the bill with the New Skein Ensemble, which combines music, poetry, and visual images. For information, the web address is studiozstpaul.com. Twin Cities Weekend is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.